The report details the timber industry's almost $13 billion contribution to the state's economy in 2013. It was more than 3% higher than 2011. The direct impact covers wood products like cabinets and flooring, employment, and trucking. University of Kentucky forestry professor Jeff Stringer helped compile the report and says trends are good for this year.
As you hear that the U.S. economy improves overall, you hear things like housing starts are up, and that bodes well for our wood industry. So 2014, from that perspective, things are starting out well.
Stringer says there are some 1,800 logging firms across Kentucky. Still, the cost of fuel, tires, and truck parts has stressed the logging industry.
The woods is growing the amount that's adequate for harvest, for a good sustainable harvest. And our logging sector, while fragile, is still functioning and still able to be able to cut and haul the material that's needed by our industry.
While there are timber and manufacturers for end products in Kentucky, Stringer says it's a business sector which could grow further. Insects are certainly impacting Kentucky's woodlands. Risks to ash and hemlock trees are well known. But the UK forestry professor says oaks could also be threatened in the future.
Anything that affects oaks is important. That's why we watch gypsy moth that is real heavy in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic states and is wanting to move into Kentucky.
Stringer says oak trees comprise about 30% to 40% of all timber across the Commonwealth. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.